Hey everybody, this is Chad Daniels, and you have landed in the middle of somewhere! Hello! I'm sorry I'm yelling. I'm sorry like I'm falling off a cliff. I sound like that. I'm just so excited to be here with, of course, my greatest of friends across from me via the Zoom room. It's Cyrus Amundsen.
Hey, sweet baby. I have poison ivy on my feet.
Oh.
I made the mistake.
Now, can I, already jumping in and interrupting you.
Yeah.
But this seems like more jobs for Jenna, because I don't think you can touch your feet.
Can't get down there.
Yeah.
And so I was essentially out supervising Jenna on the lawn while she was working on, some weed reduction on our property. And I apparently I stepped in poison ivy. And Jenna also stepped in the poison ivy, but she got the bumps and no itches. And I've got the itchiest feet in the world. I have the itchiest.
Do you think you could glue some sandpaper to your long, skinny wedding dick and just kind of swing back and forth? Try to scratch it that way?
I know that.
Your cough made me laugh because I made you cough. I like what's happening.
I know that we're going to have to throw a hairbrush of Jenna's away, because when I first was like, what do I have, bug bites on my ankles? What's going on? They itch so much. She's like, I don't think you should itch them. I was like, you're an idiot. And so I just itched them more. I was like, "Not my fingers aren't good enough." So I got one of her hairbrushes, and I was just like, before we found out it was poison ivy, I was going to work on the feet. So not only did I inflame the poison ivy, but we did have to toss a hairbrush. And thankfully she didn't use that, because that's a, you know, that's something that isn't gonna, that will get brought up for a long time. The time that you itched your poison ivy feet with your wife's hairbrush, and then she used it and got poison ivy on her skull. Like, that's something that's going to get brought up a lot.
Yeah, a couple things before you message me. He meant scalp, and you can't itch an itch, you scratch an itch. I got to tell you something. I get so many messages about the shit you say, and it's like, how do you deal with this? And it's like, I don't care. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I don't need perfection from you. Progress, not perfection.
I don't need your fucking gaggle of Chad heads out there ganging up on me in your messages, because
I know
I can't say every single word correct. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Am I not the king of the English language? Dude.
I love what's happening already.
Speaking of ganging up on me, I was out, my car is parked on the street because there's a car in the driveway and something else in the driveway, and I had to like clean it out. And
what do you mean something else? Don't just say something else. Well, what is the else?
The pod unit that was.
Oh no, allegedly. Gotcha.
Allegedly.
Yep.
So I had my car out in the street and I was cleaning it out, and for like what couldn't have been, my plan was what couldn't have been more than a minute to a minute and a half. I had my driver's side and rear passenger driver's side doors open out towards the road, which is not
okay. Sure, but don't you live in a place where it's like the only people driving by are driving to their homes?
Correct. This is.
I feel like there's not a lot of traffic.
Thank you, which is why.
Yeah.
That's thank you, for starting in the place where I
didn't
started.
I didn't know that I sided with you on this. God damn it. Okay. All right. Keep going.
So, I'm walked around to the other side. And this elderly couple pulls up and they go, you shouldn't have your car doors open. And I was like, cool, well, I'm cleaning my car. Thank you. And they're like, well, you shouldn't do it like that. You can't have your car. Like, and they just kept like telling me how to live my life. And I was really close to being like, yeah, fucking suck a dick. I'm going to park my car in the middle of the road and leave all four doors open for a month. Like, I didn't go that far, but for someone who overreacts to everything all the time, I don't know why I have a hard time conceptualizing why other people insert themselves into other people's business. I should be able to get that, because it's
sure
I am, my behavior is very adjacent to that, but Man, that's a weird thing. That's a weird, like, hey, pull. And I get it. Here's the deal. They had to wait an extra 30 seconds because this is the one time a day that there was a car coming from both directions.
Okay.
And so I understand it was inconvenient, but I also don't need a lecture. I don't know. I'm not saying what I was doing was acceptable, but I'm saying, do you slow your car down and tell someone it's not a good idea to leave your doors open? Do you do that? Is that what your brain does?
No, you know what I do is to myself, I say it out loud, but I'm in the car by myself, or if Olivia's with me, I take a line from Young Guns, the movie Young Guns.
Sure.
And I just say, it's from the dinner scene. I go, I could have killed you, Dick. I could have killed you.
Sure.
Because people open their door and they'll get out.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's, I easily could have killed him.
It's very situational. They made it seem like I walked outside and I was like, oh, my car's on the street, but the doors are closed. That's not right. And then I went and opened the doors and went back in my house for a sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah. And listen, just because this old ass couple grew up traveling in a wagon that didn't have doors, it's
Thank
like
you.
Cars have doors now.
Yeah.
So deal with it.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you.
Yeah. It's my pleasure. Now, can I tell you about how I got ganged up on? I was in a car, okay. Very similar, I think.
Okay.
I was driving and I went through a crosswalk and okay. I got screamed at. Fuck you. Four middle fingers in the air. It was a man and a woman.
Hoofda.
I'm going to tell you something. They were overweight. That's not what this story is about. Okay?
Okay.
Not about their physical appearance. I don't care how much you weigh. I don't care about that shit at all. I care about how you treat me. So I stopped my car.
Okay.
And I reversed back. And I go, what's with the yelling and swearing? And the guy was like, this is a crosswalk. You need to stop for us. And I go, no, I don't, because you could have run full speed and I still would have made it through the crosswalk. Stopping for someone at a crosswalk is about keeping traffic flowing.
Yes.
Right? They could have started walking. I could have gone through the crosswalk, went back around the block, and went through the crosswalk again and not hit them.
Sure, sure.
Because I saw them from a distance walking up to the crosswalk. And let me tell you something. It wasn't fast. They were shuffling their fucking feet. I guarantee they have no tread left on their shoes. It was like they were shuffling in the water during, whatever killed the fucking Steve Irwin, a stingray. They're doing the stingray shuffle.
You really, you saved it. You really botched that, but you saved it with the stingray shuffle. I love that.
They were walking out into the Gulf, making sure they didn't get stung. So they shuffling their feet, never lifting up their feet. And again, I don't care if you're overweight. I don't care how fat you are. It doesn't matter to me.
How does Alan?
Don't yell at me. Don't yell at me for something that never could have taken place. You could have fucking run. I'm telling you. He could have thrown her into the intersection and I wouldn't have fucking hit any part of her. It was just so crazy to think, I'm not going to stop for you and wait 20 minutes for you to cross the fucking street. There's no way. So I go through and then you walk. It's so simple.
Sure. How does Alan Jackson not have a song called The Stingray Shuffle?
I don't. He's probably never been out in the Gulf. I don't know.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah, and here's the thing. You want to puff your chest out a little bit and show your girlfriend what's up? That's fine. Go for it. But don't look right at... You look at her and you go, what an asshole. You know what? I would never do that to you. That's a conversation between the two of you. You don't bring me into it. You don't yell fuck you at me. Because I've done zero things wrong.
As somebody who's both been the receiver and the giver of this sort of behavior, yeah. No, I agree. I think you're correct.
Yeah, it's like, listen, if people are driving through a crosswalk when that doesn't affect you, if they have their doors open and you have to wait for 15 minutes, if they're changing a baby on the tailgate outside of a Whole Foods, it's like, let people live.
I don't know that I concur with all of that sentiment. You know who I can't let live. We're on a transition hot streak today. Jenna.
Oh, wait. You have to let her live. She's taking care of you.
Yeah, but live her life. the way she wants to live it. So she has found these things. One of them's called Fluent Pet. And what it does is it teaches, like, it's like this system of buttons. And it teaches.
Oh,
have you seen this?
Yes. Absolutely. Where it's like they push two buttons. It's like, I want to go outside and I'm hungry.
Yes. You're teaching the dog to communicate with you. Yeah.
What dog are you trying to teach to communicate?
The one that lives in our house. And
Free from Kevin the dog. Yeah.
So she's really into it, and I'm supporting her desire to have a conversation with Kevin.
Sure.
But also, she keeps saying shit like, just wouldn't it be cool to know what he's thinking? And I don't agree with that at all. You hear that all the time. Like, I want to know what he thinks. No, you don't want to know what your dog thinks ever. Like, you know what you want? Yeah. You want your dog to think what you think he thinks. You know, like right now we project what, like, the dog's wagging his tail. It's like, hey, are you happy to see me? Like, that's the thoughts that you assume he is thinking. That's what you want him to confirm to you. Like, I was happy to see you. You're my best friend. Like, that's what you want. If you actually like let the dog be like, hey, Kevin, how are you feeling right now? You're gonna get some horrifying answers. I mean, like, there's some fucking birds outside, and I want to kill them. I want to kill them. And then I want to have sex with you. Like, there's, like, these are creatures. I don't know why we think that the dog has human thoughts.
Yeah, I guarantee Poe would. So neighbors at the lake are very big dog people, and they're very good at having dogs. And so if I figured out what Poe was thinking, he'd be like, I want to go live with the neighbors. They're better dog owners than you are. That's why when I'm near you, I always lay by you, because I've given up on life, you piece of shit. I don't need to know that from my dog.
Yeah, I don't. I can't imagine Kevin thinks about anything other than food, sex, and violence.
Yeah.
I think those are the big three for him.
I think those are the big three for me.
Yeah, absolutely. That's probably true, yeah. And when we talk about them, I'm usually like, well, this has been enough.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, if somebody was asking me why I'm wagging my front tail, it's probably one of those three things.
Speaking of animals, so my buddy Cody, who helped me pull my deck up from BTK Painting, so he... In the middle of having to pull this deck up, we needed a Sawzall. Are you familiar?
Absolutely. Cuts through anything.
Cuts through anything. It saws all.
It looks like a machine gun.
With a saw on
the end. And it probably feels like a machine gun as well.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
And so we didn't have one, and he didn't have one. So he's like, I think my grandpa has one. So two, you know, 30-year-old men asked one of their peepaws if they could borrow a Sawzall. I wasn't there for the ask, but I'm sure, and he did give it to us, but I'm sure he's like, I fought in two fucking wars, my 30-year-old grandson and his dumbass fucking friend don't even own a Sawzall, like that sort of shit. I'm sure he didn't, but I'm sure he thought that.
Oh, he did, for sure.
These couple of pussies trying to pull up a deck, and we want one of the machines that cuts through anything. You have one of them, Grandpappy?
It's going to take you boys a lot longer to pull that deck up with all the butt fucking.
Yeah, just a couple of weak boys trying to do man's labor. And so we get the Sawzall, we use the Sawzall, we return the Sawzall. But his grandpa apparently has gotten into woodworking and is apparently pretty good at it. But he likes to build birdhouses and shit. And so Cody took a load of the wood that we pulled up, this gross, rotten, molded wood, and took it to his brother's house to burn it. And when he was there dumping it off, Grandpa was there, like, siphoning pieces off. Like, I'll take that one, and I'll take that one for his woodworking projects, which is a fair trade. He did loan us the Sawzall. But on the 4th of July, Cody sent me the picture of the birdhouse that his grandpa made. And we'll use a little editing trick here so the audience won't know it, but we're going to pause the show and I'm going to send you this birdhouse. And
okay.
Then and then immediately the audience will hear your reaction.
Okay, love it.
2 seconds later.
So, hold on. This, first of all, sucks.
Yeah.
This birdhouse is... The city would come by and condemn this if it was a people house. It is made with rotten wood. There's a bunch of bird feed right outside the hole that hasn't been touched because birds fly by this and they're like, nah, man, fuck that. I would rather just live on a tree outside, available to Mother Nature's elements than live in this decrepit piece of shit.
Yeah, if I'm a bird, I would rather live in a wolf's mouth than this birdhouse.
Yeah.
It looks like we need to hire a bunch of other birds to go in there and have an intervention with whatever bird is living in that house. like there's a little Ted Kaczynski bird living in there.
Or a bird comes out and there's just a little bit of white around its beak. You're like, oh, still yeah. Doing crack?
Yeah, okay. it's just some creep bird who's like, want to smell my feathers? You know, asking the other birds if they'll leave their eggs and you can trust him, he'll watch them, like that sort of shit.
I promise there's a normal bird tied up in that birdhouse with some sort of twine that they found.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it looks, listen, I mean, hey, he did a nice job with what he was given. Yeah, absolutely.
But it
I'm
wasn't.
I'm not mocking the man, I'm mocking the wood.
That, and what I'm saying is, and you're right. It's almost an accomplishment to have a finished birdhouse out of that wood. But the question I ask is, do you need to make a birdhouse out of everything? Like, if somebody handed you a pile of dildos, would you be like, birdhouse? Some things just aren't birdhouse material.
Sure. And looking at this wood makes me think, how are you walking on this deck?
No, it wasn't. Not safely. We were not walking
on
the deck.
Yeah, it's
safely.
Bent. It's, I mean,
he, and you can see he shaved like the shitty parts of the wood off. So it didn't,
yeah.
So it had like a nice new.
Well, you can see that he planed the wood for
yeah.
Sure
yep.
To try to get everything straight, but it's still not straight. That's
no.
What I'm trying to say.
No, it wasn't a very good deck.
Also, now I can't stop thinking about what I'd do with a pile of dildos.
I hate birds, dude. But maybe...
You hate birds?
I don't like birds. I think they're disgusting. I think birds... I don't care about birds.
Interesting.
I'm sorry. I fucking don't like birds. We had...
They can fly. They're the reason you and I can go on airplanes is because of birds.
I don't know that... Like, they might be the...
Absolutely.
No, fucking relax. I understand that they are the inspiration for wanting to fly, but it's not like the Wright brothers cut open a seagull to build an engine.
You're right, but they did watch the wing feathers kind of fold down on landing and all that shit. They knew that they needed to be able to adjust the wings to the wind.
Here's what I'm not saying that birds shouldn't exist or they're not
okay.
Useful to
okay,
society.
Okay,
I'm
okay.
Just saying, there's a bird on the left side of our house. It's one of those birds that, like, if you walk by its nest, it goes, hey, I'm going to attack the back of that human being's head. Fuck that bird. Yesterday, I was sitting out on the deck, and all of a sudden, 53 geese floated in front of my property. 53 of them. And I was on the phone with my mom, and I was like, I counted them. She goes, you got to get them out of there. You got to let them know.
Absolutely.
My mom's like, let them know that this isn't the place they can be. So now I'm on the phone with my mom. I have to have Jenna go down and throw rocks at the geese. So I'm watching Jenna, who is not an athlete and hates pressure. So this isn't a good situation for her. So I'm watching somebody really struggle to throw rocks at birds while my mom on the other line is like, is she getting them? Are they get like, it was, It was a lot.
Oh my God. This is the one time where if a wife left a husband and was like, it's because of the mother-in-law, this would completely make sense to me. It's like, well, what happened?
She was right,
she
though.
Makes me fucking throw rocks at geese.
And geese, and we know geese are the worst. Let me get to what I was saying. I don't care for birds. I understand.
Yeah, that's right.
I understand the importance of birds, but do you think that we should get into making and selling white trash birdhouses?
I think we should, as long as we get to use white trash materials.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, Skeet and Jeff's white trash bird homes. You're Jeff. I'm Skeet in this situation. Just bird homes with like a baby pool in the backyard, you know, just a shitty birdhouse with a bunch of tires all over the front porch. I love it. A little bird trailer.
I love if we would do a gallon of ice cream, the bucket.
Yeah.
And that would be the home with little side rooms from Cool Whip containers. And then we could have bird wings up on cinder blocks. That's perfect.
Just, you know, with fish, they have the little like statues and shit. What is the stuff in fish tanks called? Who am I?
Huh? I don't.
But you know what I'm talking about. You're like,
sure, I do. Yeah.
There's a dinosaur skeleton in this fish tank, that sort of shit. You could do that with birds. You could just have like a dog fighting pit in the backyard of the bird houses. That'd be good.
It'd be awesome if we built one of these and then a bird family moved in and all you heard, they changed from like, that's what it started as. And then it ends up a week later with, if you. That's their new bird. That's their new chirp. If
no, their new chirp is just like an emphysema cough.
We could definitely put in a velvet Elvis bird drawing.
Oh sure,
I love all of it. Oh shit, we should get a spoon from every state. That'd
oh
be
yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, that. Yeah, absolutely. That guy, whoever lives in that birdhouse that Cody's grandpa made, that guy uses plastic silverware for sure. There's no china in the Walker birdhouse.
Be great if they're just flying a flag that says "Don't you dare fly on me."
And it's. But they don't change the logo because birds hate snakes.
That's awesome. Hey, can I tell you about my totem pole?
Oh, yeah. We should talk about...
The motherfucker cut the tree down.
Oh, no.
To the ground.
I thought he was...
Here's what I said. I go, hey, man, I need this left right here for a totem pole. I need you to leave me all the wood for firewood, cut it down for firewood, I'll split it.
Sure.
And then if you can just rake up the rest of the stuff.
Okay.
So what happened was he cut the tree down to the ground and he took all the firewood and he left all the twigs for me to rake. So what I didn't realize is that every day after a storm is opposite day, which someone should have fucking told me, because he did the exact opposite of what I asked him. I got there and I'm like, where's the wood? And then he came for the check and he goes, all right, this is the amount we agreed on. And I had a check already written. And he goes, oh, smart man, I was actually going to tell you we had a little extra labor. So I was going to say it was going to be a couple hundred more. But if the check's already written, that's fine. I go, you're not going to believe this. Check is for less than what we agreed on because you have my firewood and I had to rake everything. And my fucking totem pole's gone. And he was like, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell the guy I sent over here. I'm like, you sure did. It's as if you are the father of an obese couple and you tracked me down via my license plate. And you rolled up and you thought, anything he tells me, I'm going to do the exact opposite. You ever get like a server that everyone at your table's changing the order? They're like, listen, I don't want onions, but I would like avocado. and I take it medium well. And, you know, instead of fries, if I could get home style potatoes, is there a way to make those from breakfast? Like all that shit, right? Mm-hmm. And they're not writing anything down. And you just go, no way. No way this is going to come back right. Now, I'll tell you, more times than not, I get the correct order.
Yeah, it comes back.
I get the. There's times where I go, oh, I thought this came with fries. And the server's like, you ordered home style potatoes from breakfast. And I was like, oh, yeah, I did. So I forget what I ordered.
Yeah.
And they correct me. But when you're talking to a tree guy who comes and shakes your hand and his fingers go up to your elbow because all he's ever done is rip trees out of the ground with his bare fucking hands, he's not going to remember you on a totem pole after a storm because he's busy. So I was like, I wanted to be like, can you write this down somewhere? Or, but I thought, nope, he's looking at me. He's listening. It looks like he's processing. And then the exact opposite thing happened.
Yeah. Also, that is that you describe a man's man who is almost justifiable in walking away and going, I'm not going to leave a fucking totem pole on this pussy's yard.
I don't care. He should have. And I had so many good ideas come in. And I had, so I had thought about Kung Fu Panda.
Sure.
Getting all of the characters on it, that might have been hard, but I do think that would have been the winner.
The winner that somebody suggested to me for you was, yeah. And there are some good ones, but if I got to pick, it would have been a four-person totem pole. The bottom, Jeff Dunham. The middle, Larry the Cable Guy. The third one up, Gallagher. And the top, your head. Because to be the other people on the lake, to not only think that you think those three, like this is Chad's Mount Rushmore of stand-up comedy, and not only is this his Mount Rushmore, he's carved his own head into the top of it.
Jesus, I can't think of anything worse.
And here's a shitty thing. Somebody, whoever suggested that to me, I'm so sorry. I got so many totem pole messages, and I lost track of them, and I should have screenshot it, and I'll try to find out who you were and give you credit on the next show. But god damn it, that made me laugh. That was a really, really funny one.
Yeah, that's very good. Especially like, oh, he thinks he's as good as these three? And which I don't... I think Larry the Cable Guy, whose name is Dan Whitney, is very smart and very intelligent and did a nice job of doing what he was doing. I think that, you know, maybe a little irresponsible, right, with the some of his stuff, but that's only my opinion. I don't like...
What do you mean irresponsible? I'm not very versed.
Oh, really? Yeah. Are you going to make me come in and say all the stuff and get yelled at? Sure. But I think that the guy, Dunham, right? I don't like Dunham. Everybody knows that. I don't like his stuff. He was nice enough when he...
You should go after him. We can call this segment Dunham In. Keep going.
Nope. And then, of course, Gallagher, you know, was a real bitch to me. So yeah. That would be... It's a great suggestion. Whoever brought that up. So I got to tell you, when we were...
The Larry the Cable Guy, irresponsibility. The funny thing about Larry the Cable Guy, you know, there were people back when I was first starting and you were at that point, I think, you know, you'd only been doing stand-up for like 35 years at that point. So
yeah, I think I was pretty new to it. Yeah, that sounds right.
So about 30, 35 years. And when there's a certain few people who caught all the fuck this guy, he's ruining the art that is stand-up comedy. Those people were obviously Dane Cook caught a lot of it.
Yeah, I got to tell you, let me tell you about Dane Cook. So you would go to a city... And open micers, as like a rite of passage, would come up to you and go, what do you think about Dane Cook?
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't think about Dane Cook. I'm not working at Madison Square Garden. He's not taking any gigs for me. I don't give a fuck about what Dane Cook is doing.
Who cares?
And I think Dane Cook's early stuff is fall down funny.
Really fucking funny. Yep.
Yep. I mean, I think I've said this 100 times on the show, but that's my opinion.
Yeah, it's I can't when the whole Louis C.K. thing happened, the back and forth where I was like not anywhere into comedy. I was like, wait, you guys are mad that they both have bits about itchy assholes? I don't think I care about this, guys. I gotta go home.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take off. Right. I'm gonna go hang out with my brother. He doesn't think about this shit at all. But
right, anytime Louis would say something, anytime he would just in passing, if he like scratched his butt cheek, people would be like, itchy assholes are a Louis bit.
Yeah.
See that in his special? That's a Louis bit now. He got so much leeway for bits because he would just mention something. Like there were a couple times I had these four-minute chunks. One of them was I was reading To Kill a Mockingbird to my kids, and the N-word is in that. And so we had to have a conversation, and I was doing this four-minute bit, and then he does it just kind of in passing, mentions, I think it was a Mark Twain book or something, and then that's his bit all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Against it. I'm against it.
Now, Louis mentioned a Mark Twain book. He must have mentioned Huck Finn. You weren't saying that Mark Twain wrote To Kill a Mockingbird, right? Because you went really hard at me grammar-wise early in the show, and I want to make sure that's not what's happening here.
Correct. I think it was Huck Finn because they were removing that word.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure you weren't like, you know, the famous Mark Twain book, To Hurt a Mockingbird. I'll tell you how you kill a mockingbird. You fucking put him in Cody's grandpa's house.
Yeah, that could be a good way to do it.
But so then the other ones were everybody hated Carlos Mencia, and then everybody hated the blue collar comedy guys. And the thing that I always thought was interesting about the blue collar comedy guys is everybody hated, you know, him for pretending to be Larry the Cable Guy, because Dan Whitney's his name, right? But
right, yeah.
And we're like, can you imagine sabotaging the art that is stand-up comedy? And then immediately after that, we watched a decade of people going, I don't know if you know this, but I'm kind of a nerd. And you're like, nah, fuck you, man. I've been on your Facebook. I saw your picture from 2 years ago. You can't have been. Dude, here's the thing. Nobody was all conference in baseball and is kind of a fucking nerd. Fuck you.
Right.
You know how many people were shitting on Larry the Cable Guy while being Larry the Cable Guy in a different, like, there are so many people in our business who are just pretending to be something. And by the way,
and
every time culture changes, like it went from nerd culture to then kind of activism culture. And you saw people who were 2 years ago doing jerk-off jokes are now, well, guys, first of all, let me apologize for being a white man. You're like, I don't know. I don't know if I'd buy that shit.
And now, I hate that, too.
But now fucking the, you know, the Segura influence and the, you know, just being fucking funny and blue and darker comedy with Norman and Morrill and all these guys are in. There's comics all over this country who've never, that's not their personality, that's what they're portraying on stage. So I just always thought that was a funny criticism, but I suppose, I mean, Larry the Cable Guy did it on a cartoonish level. He was an actual cartoon character.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And there were, I mean, he used to wear a t-shirt that said DeVry.
Sure.
Because that's, he was saying that's the school he went to and all this shit. But, and I think it's a brilliant move. I mean, fucking look at, he's so successful and nobody had it yet. You know, he was a voice for a lot of people.
Do you know what I think we should do to get rich? Because I've been thinking about it. Because at some point we got to wrap this show up and move to the Central American country that we're not disclosing to anyone. And so.
It's big enough. Costa Rica.
And so, is it big enough?
It's big enough, yeah.
Is
absolutely.
It?
They can't find us there.
So all we have to do to get to Costa Rica is we have to pick a divisive issue in society.
Okay.
And we have to go, unfortunately, we have to go hard into one side really aggressively.
I have an idea.
Okay. On the issue, let me pitch the rest of our process and then maybe you can come back at me. Let's workshop this together on the show.
Okay.
Because it's about time we go from being comedians to being guys who have something to say. And
I just puked in my mouth. Keep going.
So what we do is pick one of these issues that everybody's really riled up about. You know, we go really hard into it, and we make some statements that makes the other side so fucking angry that they're like, we need to ban these two guys from society. And then everybody goes, no, you can't, that's not how this cut. And now we have a whole side supporting us.
Right.
And then we use our sub-average talents to create content for those people and just cash in. Fucking t-shirts and, you know, it's a whole new Patreon. We'll keep the old Patreon. We'll get a whole new Patreon. I think it's about time. We can't, Chad, we can't keep playing. I mean, we just, it's time to make that money, Sonny.
I have an idea.
Okay.
Here's what we do. We go, it's similar to the shark abortion shirt.
Yeah.
Where we each pick a side.
Oh.
And then we have a race to retirement. Now, here's what's going to happen.
Oh, I love it.
Right? Because here's what I've noticed.
Same issue?
Same issue. So let's say abortion.
Okay.
Let's say abortion.
Okay.
Let's say Roe v. Wade. Okay. You go,
one of us is Roe, one of us is Wade.
They should have overturned it. And I say, no, they shouldn't. Women should have the right to protect their bodies. Now, you, I don't think, believe what I just said. I do believe my standpoint. That's why I picked those. Now, here's what we do. The people that think women should have the right to choose don't throw a lot of money at the issue because they march and they make signs and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then nothing ever changes.
Yes.
Because, right. And then the people that believe all babies should be born all the time throw every bit of money they have at it. And so, so you're going to make so much money.
So much
money.
Here's the thing. I'm going to make so much money.
And I continue to stir the pot because here's what Olivia told me about TikTok. Your video goes into the algorithm even further when people are arguing because it's more and more comments, right?
Okay.
So we throw you, we make you a national fucking hero to these people.
I love it.
I keep coming in, stirring the pot. You make all the money. But the account it goes into, it requires two signatures, yours and mine.
Love it.
So while I make zero money doing this, all I'm doing is getting more and more people to send you money. And then we split the money
split
at the end
money.
Of it in Costa Rica, where abortions are still legal.
So so I have to be the, like, I have to be... You want me to be the voice that makes the money. You don't have any interest in that?
No, because your Southern accent's better than mine. Now,
I don't know that it is. I actually don't. I think back before when I could speak better.
Also, that's completely not fair. The South takes so much shit for everything.
Yeah.
They take shit for rate. Like, you ever been to the South? It's the most racist place in the world. It's like, you ever been to Wisconsin? Check yourself. listen.
It's the most racist place in the world. Well, I was in the UP, the Upper Peninsula, for like a week and a half, and yikes.
If you're a black person in Wisconsin, may I recommend getting an I'm a Packer badge? Because that's the only thing that's going to keep from someone yelling horrible shit at you. Maybe that's not true. Maybe I'm picking on Wisconsin because of the Packers. But here's my point.
Sure.
The South takes a lot of shit, and really it's kind of everywhere. It's just... It's different up north. People are like, oh, yeah, all babies should be born whenever. And it doesn't sound as harsh as, well, God damn it, listen here. It just doesn't sound as harsh.
It's not as fun. It's not as fun to
right.
hear and repeat. And I'm just, and I, we've said this before, I'm not going to sit here and pretend there's not a bunch of people on the Canadian border like, you know, if you put some dynamite in that beaver dam, he ain't going to be fucking walking around no more. Like, if you think that that's right. not happening, you're bonkers.
I was going to continue by saying that, you know, people might want to know our take on abortion. And I'll tell you, mine is, if you want one, you should get one. And if you want to have your baby, also you should do that.
Sure.
You want to have your baby? You don't like abortions? Don't get one. No one is ever going to make you get one, right? I mean, if Obama comes back, maybe, but I think his ship has sailed. So no one's going to make you get an abortion. You don't ever have to do that. Not ever, ever, ever. You can have 10 babies and save seats at the choir concert because your whole fucking family needs to come. Have as many kids as you want. No one gives a shit. But if you don't want it, yeah, I don't know. There it is.
I couldn't be less interested in a conversation.
I was trying to get you.
I know you were. I know what... I know how you live, I know what you do, and I know that you know that I have said a million times I don't want to talk about issues on the show because I'll ruin the show. And then people message me and it'll ruin my time, my enjoyment of it. This has taken the place, this show, of a lot of our just regular life conversations.
And yeah, so, yeah, it has. And so then,
I'm not trying right. to... Here's what I will say. You got me. Here's what I'll say. I'm going to say one thing.
Yeah! He's back!
Hey, if you guys like this, there will be a new episode next Monday and every single Monday at 8 a.m. So click the subscribe button so your phone sends it to you without having to do any work.